Five Cowboys players will face court after being charged with egging cars in Townsville. The group is accused of buying eggs from a convenience store before throwing them at five cars parked nearby. On the line from 7 News, Katrina Blowers. Katrina, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben.
I know it doesn't sound like the end of the world, and it's not the end of the world. And look, he or she who has not thrown an egg at something or someone should cast the first egg, Katrina. But it's right before the final series. What were they thinking?
You got to wonder that, don't you? And when you think about people egging cars, you usually think about maybe 12 or 13-year-olds doing it. This group of players, which is alleged to have been involved, are aged between 18 and 25. And one of them is the Cowboys superstar forward Jason Taumalolo. So that's the name that's raised most eyebrows today. The other one is Tau Tau Moga. Kalen Ponga, who's dubbed the next Jonathan Thurston, is also alleged to have been involved. And a couple of reservists, Braden Ueli and Jake Clifford, they've also been charged. Now, it's alleged that this group went to a night owl convenience store at around 10 o'clock last night in Townsville. They bought up big on the eggs. The convenience store attendants that we've spoken to today say that these guys are pretty regular customers.
Are they regular egg buyers?
Well, they are, and they say that they like to have late night cook-ups of bacon and eggs. So the fact that they were buying so many eggs didn't the alarm bells.
Well, now we know what they're up to. Now, what's happened as far as punishment goes? Because while we can have a laugh about it, not everyone is in the hierarchy at the NRL.
Well, it's interesting because we caught up with Coach Paul Green, and he started off by saying how disappointed he was, but then he started to downplay the incident a bit. He said, look, we have to keep this in context. It is only an egging. And he's also said, in the whole scheme of things, back when I was the same age, I probably would have been as much trouble as these boys if it does turn out to be true. So I don't know whether the owners of the cars that now have to clean up a huge mess might be so forgiving and think that it's a bit of a joke, like Paul Green was trying to talk it down. So we'll see how things go. But they say that no action will be taken before this weekend's launch of the final series, and these five Cowboys players will face Townsville Court after the NRL Grand Final. So if they do make it to the Grand Final, it'll be quite a come down for them to have to walk into Townsville Magistrates Court 9 days later on these willful damages charges.
Unbelievable. Great report, Katrina. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Katrina Blowers, 7 News reporter following that case from Townsville. And I say again, let he or she who has never egged cast the first egg.